The Gospel of Luke, Chapter 7. The Faith of a Pagan. When Jesus had finished teaching the people, he went to Capernaum. A captain lived there, whose servant was very sick and near to death, a man very dear to him. So when he heard about Jesus, he sent some elders of the Jews to persuade him to come and save his servant's life. The elders came to Jesus and begged him earnestly, saying, "He deserves this of you, for he loves our people, and even built a synagogue for us." Jesus went with them. He was not far from the house when the captain sent friends to give this message: "Sir, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to welcome you under my roof. You see, I didn't approach you myself. Just give the order, and my servant will be healed. For I myself, a junior officer, give orders to my soldiers, and I say to this one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to the other, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." On hearing these words, Jesus was filled with admiration. He turned and said to the people with him, "I say to you, not even in Israel have I found such great faith." The people sent by the captain went back to his house. There they found that the servant was well. The son of a widow restored to life. A little later, Jesus went to a town called Nain. He was accompanied by his disciples and a great number of people. As he reached the gate of the town, a dead man was being carried out. He was the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. There followed a large crowd of townspeople. On seeing her, the Lord had pity on her and said, "Don't cry." Then he came up and touched the stretcher, and the men who carried it stopped. Jesus then said, "Young man, I say to you, wake up." And the dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. A holy fear came over them all, and they praised God, saying, "A great prophet has appeared among us. God has visited his people." This news spread throughout Judea and the surrounding places. Jesus answers the messengers of John. John's disciples informed him about all these things. So John called two of his disciples and sent them to the Lord with this message: "Are you the one we are expecting, or should we wait for another?" These men came to Jesus and said, "John the Baptist sent us to ask you, 'Are you the one we are to expect, or should we wait for another?'" At that time, Jesus healed many people of their sicknesses and diseases. He freed them from evil spirits and gave sight to the blind. Then he answered the messengers, "Go back and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind see again, the lame walk, lepers are made clean, the deaf hear, the dead are raised to life, and the poor are given good news. Now listen, fortunate are those who meet me and are not offended by me." When John's messengers had gone, Jesus began speaking to the people about John, and he said, "What did you want to see when you went to the desert? A reed blowing in the wind? What was there to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? But people who wear fine clothes and enjoy delicate food are found in palaces. What did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. For John is the one foretold in Scripture in these words, I am sending my messenger ahead of you to prepare your way. No one may be found greater than John among those born of women. But I tell you, the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. All the people listening to him, even the tax collectors, had acknowledged the will of God in receiving the baptism of John, whereas the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, in not letting themselves be baptized by him, ignored the will of God. What comparison can I use for this people? What are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace, about whom their companions complain. We piped a tune, and you wouldn't dance. We sang funeral songs, and you wouldn't cry. Remember John, he didn't eat bread or drink wine, and you said, he has an evil spirit. Next came the Son of Man, eating and drinking, and you say, look, a glutton for food and wine, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But the children of wisdom always recognize her work. Jesus, the woman, and the Pharisee. One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to share his meal. So he went to the Pharisee's home, and as usual, reclined at the table to eat. And it happened that a woman of this town, who was known as a sinner, heard that he was in the Pharisee's house. She brought an alabaster jar of perfume and stood behind him at his feet, weeping. She wet his feet with her tears. She dried them with her hair. She kissed his feet and poured the perfume on them. The Pharisee, who had invited Jesus, was watching and thought, if this man were a prophet, he would know what sort of person is touching him. Isn't this woman a sinner? Then Jesus spoke to the Pharisee and said, Simon, I have something to ask you. He answered, speak, master. Two people were in debt to the same creditor. One owed him 500 silver coins, and the other 50. As they were unable to pay him back, he graciously cancelled the debts of both. Now, which of them will love him more? Simon answered, the one, I suppose, who was forgiven more. And Jesus said, you are right. And turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, do you see this woman? You gave me no water for my feet when I entered your house, but she has washed my feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. You didn't welcome me with a kiss, but she has not stopped kissing my feet since she came in. You provided no oil for my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. This is why I tell you, her sins, her many sins, are forgiven because of her great love. But the one who is forgiven little has little love. Then Jesus said to the woman, your sins are forgiven. The others reclining with him at the table began to wonder, now this man claims to forgive sins. But Jesus again spoke to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace.